in Randolph County and from miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the people speak.
Good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. Got the Sparta Chamber in today. We've got Charlie and Deborah. And how are things going?
It's going great. We got Fly Fest coming up this weekend, and then next weekend, the rodeo.
So, yeah, that's what I was going to say. The rodeo is coming right up.
I know. I know. It's going to be another great year.
So, I guess kind of an odd day for the chamber because normally it's on the first Wednesday, but holidays kind of mess with things.
Yeah, Labor Day kind of messed us up a little bit, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, everything Sparta Chamber does is kind of odd anyway.
But I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and get our break out of the way here, and we will come back. Talk with Deborah and Charlie from the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. 9:33, welcome back. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. And again, we have Deborah and Charlie from the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce this morning.
And good morning.
Good morning. And we're going to be talking about, we've got Robert coming in here real quick. Let's go ahead and get Robert in. And
Robert, the old hooker man. Here he is.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. Oh, I don't know that term.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. So, are we ready to go?
We're ready.
You know what? When I set it out about 9:15, we had three people come in to pick up Texas.
Well, that's good, though.
Yeah, it's good, but it all happens. Everything goes down all at once, it seems. But, you know, we have a home football game this weekend, so that's when we really do well with our Sparta Bulldog items. And anybody that's going by the store, I hope they'll look in the window, because one of the windows is just packed with Sparta High School Bulldog items, and they really make a neat display. We've got great colors to work with. And, of course, the leading item for this time of year for the T-shirts is our short sleeve T-shirts, of course, because it's so warm. We have them available in blue, black, and gray. Then, of course, we have all kinds of long sleeve T-shirts, hoodies, crew neck sweatshirts, windbreakers, baseball hats, nylon vests, and they're perfect for students, fans, or alumni. So we hope you'll come in and get a game day shirt. Also, homecoming's coming up at Sparta High School on September 28th. And actually, we had somebody in yesterday evening getting ready for Chester, and it's October 5th. But something that really works neat for homecoming is a lot of people don't want to use a tuxedo jacket. So from the tux company, we have what's called a coatless option, where we can get shirts, ties, vests, slacks, and shoes, all for $129. So you can rent it for that. You can get any color. That's what's so great is the selection of colors that we can get in these to make it perfect for homecoming. But if you'd prefer to purchase something, we have all kinds of Haggar slacks, Levi Dockers, Van Heusen and Fusion X shirts, and something real neat for the high school guys is the skinny ties that we have. And so we got lots to show your listeners for homecoming, so we hope they'll come in to see us. And along with the heat, the summer sale continues at Hooker's Men's Store. Hager shorts half price. Special prices on shirts, $11.99, $14.99, $19.95, and other sale items also. So we hope you'll come down to see us at Hooker's Men's Store. I'll let you get back to the chamber. And everybody have a good day.
Woo! Bill, I tell you what, I don't even think he took a breath during that.
You know, when I started out, I thought, boy, my notes are blurry. And I had my sunglasses on and not my reading glasses. But actually, I think I knew it without it.
I think you can do that too, but Robert, you did great.
It's been one of those kind of days.
Yeah. I'm a big believer when it rains, it pours. And you know, I don't care what you do with restaurants or banks, or everybody comes at once. And that's and of course, we were happy they came in. It was just a little bit hectic getting away.
That's good.
But I knew you were in good hands with the chamber here, so.
Always good hands.
Always. You know, and Charlie always kids me about the I Love Hookers t-shirts. And when the AIM was shooting this year, I mean, we just opened up, and this lady came in with one of our flyers out there and said, Charlie Bluff sent me in to get one of these t-shirts, and he had autographed the back of it.
I try.
So he's a big help. He's a big help.
Well, we try to support, you know, we try to support all the businesses in Sparta, and that's a big thing that the chamber does. And anybody who's interested in joining, you know, the chamber, all you have to do is give us a call at 317-7222, and we can get you set up.
And I bet you enjoy working at the Grand.
Yeah, I think we were out there 16 days, weren't we, Dev?
Something like that. It was a long time.
Yeah, 10 hours a day, and you see people from all over the world, and, you know, and that's really great.
You know, every year we get people from 8 states.
Yeah.
You can just count on 8 states, and there are different states and stuff. But 8's the magic number.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
But that's good. And they're such nice people.
Yeah.
And
you know,
and they enjoy it here so much.
Dairy Queen had all 50.
Oh wow.
And they did a big donation to Children's Miracle Network, I believe. But he had a contest going on.
You know, we have a very nice Dairy Queen.
We have
and
a
that
wonderful
place
Dairy
is
Queen.
Busy constantly.
There's not too many times you can go by there and they're not busy.
Especially when the Little League baseball games are over, they're just packed then.
Of course, that ice cream after that tastes really good.
Yeah.
It tastes good anytime, really. But I'm sure to the little kids, it really tastes good.
Well, Dairy Queen had a thing on Facebook the other day that showed that our Sparta Dairy Queen was third in a region as far as contributing to the Children's Network.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Out of 25 stores, I think we were, you know, up in the top 5 or something like that. So that's good.
You know, speaking of t-shirts, Deb has a neat t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Of course. I got the rodeo t-shirt on.
Right.
We're going to be doing some rodeo next weekend.
All right. Well, I better get out here so you guys can talk.
Get out of here.
We need to
talk.
I'll see you the next time.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Robert.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
I think Charlie's going to be the first one out on the bull shoot.
Maybe the BS bull shoot.
So, as we mentioned, the rodeo coming up next weekend, the 20th and the 21st.
Yes.
That's going to be out here at the Sparta City Park.
Yes. Same area as we was last year. You know, we have the advance tickets on sale at Sparta City Hall, Wright's Building Center, Moody Health Mart, and Main Street Video and Tanning. $10 a piece, and kids are 14 and under are free.
They got to have an adult with them when they come.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have to have the adult with them. That's one of those things. Our clown is not coming into town as early as last year, but we are going to be getting some tickets out to the schools. So kids can take them home and say, hey, Mom and Dad, let's go look at this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got Friday night and Saturday night. We're going to have food vendors. We have vendors of other things out there. So it's going to be a good time. You know, right. Friday and Saturday both. So
I had a chance to go last year, and it's a decent rodeo. It's a good rodeo.
I mean,
it's not. I mean, some people think, oh well, it's just one of these small town rodeos. No, it has the flavor of the big town rodeo.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's pretty neat.
And their clown is funny.
Yeah, well, he's a different guy this year, but it's good to have some different things going on.
Yeah, I've never seen a rodeo clown that wasn't funny though. Yeah. I mean, the way they carry on out there, and their main job is to help protect the cowboys too.
Yeah,
right. Protection is their number one job, but entertainment's their second job.
And they do pretty good at both. So.
Yes, they do. They do. And you know, we're going to have the tire race again this year, and it's going to be some of the same things like last year, but some different things. So it's not going to be the same old, same old.
Yeah, the two vendors that's going to be there is going to be Just For You Catering, Justin Hewitt's, and Aunt Ned's Kettle Corn. That's Kevin Holiday. They'll have all the goodies that you'll want. The doors open, the gates open at 5:30, and the rodeo starts at 7.
7 or 7:30?
7 o'clock, according to what they were saying.
Okay. Rodeo starts at 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, we're having, you know, you can come out and get some deed, shop around, look around. We're going to have a nice banner out there that you can stop and take some pictures in front of. It's got the rodeo design behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can stop, take a couple pictures and say, hey, this is where I was at.
Right. So
and that's free. That's not a charge or anything. You just come up and snap your own pictures.
And it's a good family event.
Yes, it is. It's something you can take the whole family to. The weather is supposed to be fairly decent. We're hoping that the rain stays away, or it rains after we're done.
Friday night. Early in the morning.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun. The pony rides are going to be there again. It's going to be a great event. So come out and join us and have some fun.
All right.
One of the things that we are going to have, though, is on the national anthem, we're going to have two of Sparta area's recording artists. We're going to have Jessica Lynn and also Mandy Heineman. So one of those will be singing the national anthem at each night. And also Miss Rodeo is supposed to be in town, so she's probably going to be carrying the flag during the start. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to interrupt you, Deb. It's just things that...
Oh, no, that's fine. Hey, we're on the rodeo. Let's do it all.
Exactly. But and again, tickets are available at...
Sparta City Hall, Wright Building Center, Moody Health Mart, and Main Street Video.
And we'll be giving away some tickets here on the air, too. So
yeah.
Stay tuned for that.
Yes, and we will have them at Fly Fest this weekend also.
Speaking of which, that's coming up here real quick.
I know.
A couple days away.
And I know.
Had a chance to talk to Sharon from out there the other day on the program, and sounds like they've got quite a few things planned for that as well.
Yeah, I had a good time out there last year. I think everyone did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a nice selection of vendors, and I think I won a few things out there last year, so I really had a good time. And I think it's neat they have the planes out there, and people can go up and look and touch and... It's kind of neat.
You know, people always comment about talking about the Grand American and that too. You see the RVs coming into town, but if you go by the airport, you also see some pretty nice planes out there too.
Yeah, I think a few of these guys fly in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's amazing.
We're gonna have those mini Bronx and mini Bulls out there again this year.
Yes.
The last year there was a boy that was 8 years old was riding some of those little mini Bronx, and I mean, it's amazing. I don't know how anybody stays on those things anyway. My butt, it hurt all the time.
I have a hard time staying on them when they're just trotting, you know, or walking. If they start bucking, I'm really in trouble.
Yeah. You gotta know where to hold on, that's for sure.
So I see Sparta Dairy Queen's going to be having a fundraiser. We talked about the Dairy Queen a while ago, but...
Yeah. TriStar Gymnastics Booster. That is coming up on September the 16th from 4 to 8. He's, you know, this Dairy Queen has really kind of opened up and really doing a lot of neat, wonderful things. Mm-hmm. He's a great supporter of everything in the community. And then, you know, we got the homecoming parade coming up September the 25th. Starts at 6 o'clock. It's like, it's hard to believe homecoming's coming up already.
I know. That's...
With Robert talking about it, you know, it's like, wow, it is coming up.
Yeah, I think it's against Nashville.
I believe it is.
And yeah. Nashville's one of the best teams in Southern Illinois.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I will probably be calling that one. I think so, announcing that one. So.
Yeah, that's and good. Why we're talking about the high school, Dr. Gabe was telling us yesterday at the meeting that Dr. Pepper has the pink caps, which I bought us all one, so I would remember this. But when you buy a Dr. Pepper with the pink cap, the high school is collecting the pink caps. They're in a contest, and all the pink caps they collect, they can win money. So it's just one of those things that...
For the athletic department.
Yeah, if you drink Dr. Pepper, or if you like Dr. Pepper and want to help support the community and help support the high school athletic department, that's a great way to do it.
We have to turn the caps in, though.
Yes, we got the caps have to be turned into the high school.
Yeah. So that's something good.
All right, well, let's go ahead and grab our next break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Charlie and Deborah from the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. Got about 4 minutes left in the program today, talking with Charlie and Deborah from the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce. The rodeo coming up on the 20th and 21st. Sparta Airport's Flight Fest coming up this weekend. We got talked about the fundraiser going on with the pink bottle caps. I posted that on our website, or our Facebook page. So if someone's curious, like, what do you mean pink bottle caps? You can take a look at it.
Yeah, I was curious. That's why I went and bought them.
Mm-hmm.
I figured after Dr. Gabe said it yesterday, I was like, oh, I'm going to go check these out.
Yeah, they definitely are pink.
That's
you
good.
Can't miss it.
Cannot miss them.
What else we want to...
Well, I want to talk about Sparta Lions Club. They're going to start their meal every Tuesday on September 10th. I guess they're going to start serving at 6 p.m. And then we have a blood drive going on at the high school gym September 13th from 9 to 2. Just a couple more days. Let's see. We 6th and 8th grade sock hop glow dance at the Sparta Lincoln Gym Friday, September 20th from 7 to 9.
God, I remember that when I was in school in the 7th and 8th grade, and the boy stood on one side and a girl stood on the other, and I can't remember. Good golly, the times back then.
Yes. Sometimes it doesn't seem so long ago, and other times it seems...
Yeah, really.
A long time ago.
Decades.
It is. Seems like that way.
And the library always has great events. Make sure to check out their website. They've got some neat things going on. You need to check it out.
One thing I noticed here, movies and mind maps film series. That's going...
Yeah, they're going on at the White Rooster. September 18th is their next event from 6 to 9.
Guessing that's where you sit around and discuss a movie, maybe watch...
I'm not sure.
I think that they even have them out there. You know, White Rooster ought to give you a call and let you know what's going on, you know? I mean, whatever, you know? One of the things that's going to be coming on will be at the high school also. The Harlem Wizards will be there on October the 19th, and they're just like the Harlem Globetrotters, and this is for a memorial support of Trey Beckley. It's really for like trying to help with the suicide prevention. And Liz Beckley is the person who has the tickets. And if you would like to call her, her telephone number is 618-954-9726. And these guys are as funny as the Harlem Globetrotters, you know, and we enjoy watching them. I know we've already ordered our tickets to go. The tickets are $11 and $13, and if you want a reserve seat, it's $17. And if you want to even sit on courtside, they're $25. But a portion of this goes to the Memorial Fund, and I think it'd be great just to have a bunch of people come up there from Sparta and see what's going on, and maybe they'll contact you out here and let you know what's going on too. You probably the first time you've heard about that. So,
mm-hmm. And that's going to be where is that?
That's at the high school, and the doors open at 5, and I think the game starts at 6. So it's fun. Another one of the fun things here in Sparta to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are trying to keep on helping things, you know. The date really goes past me right now, but Chester's having their a golf tournament, and they are asking the Sparta Chamber, you know, if we wanted to be in it down there. Chester always comes up to the Sparta Chamber golf tournament on, I think, what is it, Memorial Day weekend? That's the last holiday of the year, right? It was a Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
So we have a Sparta Scramble or Sparta Golf Tournament on that, you know?
That is October the 12th.
Okay. And hopefully that we can get some people from the Sparta Chamber area to go down there. There is a fee. You can always check that out, too, on the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce website. You know,
and
that's
that
one
would
of the,
probably be on the Chester one.
Yeah, and Chester
I don't think
also.
It's going to be on ours yet.
But you know what happens is when some persons go to the Sparta Chamber of Commerce, they really get Sparta, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Or North Carolina.
Or North Carolina or whatever. So we always have to go Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce. And when it pops up on your Facebook page, you can see the Sparta area logo. The one up in Michigan has like a big bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go to the Sparta area, right. And you can see what's going on.
Right.
You know?
And I also wanted to mention, out to the complex, the shooting complex, they're having a sporting clay event September 29th.
Yeah.
So keep them busy for a while, too.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of things to go on out there. You have to look up the World Shooting Complex website, and you can get all the schedule of what's going on out there.
True. Well, it looks like we're out of time, but Deborah, Charlie, thanks for being with us.
Boy, that went fast.
Wow. Thanks. We really appreciate what you do for the Chamber.
Yes, thanks for working us in with this Labor Day holiday, kind of messing everything up, and me being on vacation, and we kind of done a different day.
We'll get
it still
in.
Worked.
It did.
Thank you so much.
All right, that'll wrap things up. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.